Here in Georgia, many students who have disabilities never graduate. In fact, just last year, half of them got a diploma on time. But some teachers and administrators are working to change that, at least in Cherokee County. Their solution? Pretty simple, really. Show students that you care a lot. Stephanie Stokes reports as part of our ongoing series on what works in education.
When Tyler Folk started at Cherokee High School, few expected him to finish.
I didn't want to be here. I didn't like school. I'd get in trouble, get in fights, didn't care.
Tyler is a big guy with tattoos. He's older than others because he was held back in middle school. He has a hard time reading. Outside of class, he's had trouble too. Close to his senior year, he became homeless.
My grandparents got too sick. My real mom's really bad in the drugs, and I don't want to be around her. And my dad, I don't talk to him, so I really didn't have anywhere.
He got behind in a couple classes at school. Finally, he dropped out. Or tried to. Two teachers re-enrolled him.
He's got to finish that paper for the senior project.
Meet Liz Spell and Michelle Duran. It sounds like they're getting on a student's case, and, well, they are. It's part of a program called CHOICE.
Well, the CHOICE program is specifically focused on students with special needs and looking to get them to a high school diploma.
Liz Spell says the students in the program are seniors. They have a learning disability, like trouble with writing or math, and often difficult circumstances on top of that. It gets them behind in a course or two or even a year's worth. This is Duran.
All of them have special, specific things in their lives that are going on that they need sometimes just the support of us saying, come on, you can do this. You got to get this done.
Spell and Duran design a plan to graduate for each of the 26 seniors in the program. They then set up monthly conferences in the principal's office to track progress. They spend lunch hours with the seniors redoing courses.
Because they have gotten behind, they have to do catch up. And so we're constantly just checking with them.
I mean, it's really a daily thing. They're in touch with one of us daily.
For some seniors in the program, like Tyler, this is a new feeling. Even a little overwhelming.
Yeah, it is, because no one ever else really cared about me as much as they do.
They care about him so much that Duran had Tyler, who again was homeless, come stay with her family, at least through his senior year.
He has to deal with me here, and then he has to deal with me once he leaves here. So it's what he needed. Like, it was hard at first, but I think he appreciates it now.
Tyler is in the third group of seniors to take part in Cherokee High's CHOICE program. In its first year, 10 out of 12 graduated. In the second, 16 out of 18 did. The program's success comes down to the relationships, says Charlotte Green, Cherokee County's Director of Special Education.
Kids will do phenomenal things when they know that you support them and you believe in them. And they'll meet you where your expectations are.
Green says the CHOICE program just gives teachers like Duran and Spell the resources to do this, to take extra time to show special needs seniors what's possible.
In some of our families, some of our kids are the first ones to graduate with a high school diploma. And so it's helping them see what the next phase of life can be.
Is that Lucas with his hat on backwards?
Spell and Duran are looking at photos the CHOICE seniors sent them of prom over the weekend. They admit it won't be easy to get all 26 in the program on the graduation stage in May. As for Tyler, well, he's on track. He's even most of the way through a work-study program to get his welding certifications, he says. So?
I don't know. I'm going to graduate, I guess.
Duran looks at him.
For sure I'm going to graduate.
I ask him what that will be like after all of this.
I don't know. Probably just a big old sign of relief, probably. And then I'm never going to come back here again. I'm not even going to visit.
Duran and Spell say they know that's not true. Stephanie Stokes, WABE News.